This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Three members of the Capital Press Corps' best gathered to try and answer one of state government's most burning questions. What's going to happen with the fiscal cliff?
So far, no solutions,
observes Greg Hilburn from Gannett News Service. Jeremy Alford with LawPolitics.com ran through a list of who is doing what.
On the House side, you have Democrats meeting privately, you have Republicans meeting privately, you have two different work groups, you have another third work group that's working with the administration in the Senate. The governor's looking at the House to present something, the House is looking at the governor, the Senate's wondering what they're going to be able to do.
Melinda DeLotte with Associated Press observes,
they seem to be in a perpetual cycle of indecision, and it's the same cycle, rinse, wash, repeat.
House Republicans keep talking about spending reductions and structural budget changes, and what does that mean?
We've not seen anybody present a plan of how to make $1 billion in cuts. And the House Speaker has actually said that he doesn't really see a way to go the whole way with just cuts only.
But DeLotte says we'll see one version of cutting $1 billion in spending within the next 60 days.
We're about to see what that looks like because the governor's executive budget is due, and he's going to have to present it as though there are no taxes that are getting passed or renewed or anything else.
What about a special session and when? Hilburn says,
to institute maximum leverage, I think the governor will put it in June.
DeLotte adds,
I wouldn't worry about your Mardi Gras plans being disrupted in any fashion.
Alford says,
we will have a special session, and it probably won't be very special at all.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.